We speak of Christ crucified, Sophia Christ, the power and the wisdom of God. And as we have been drawn deeper into your heart this week, beloved, into an embodied dark loving, our beloved Jesus, our crucified lover, Sophia Wisdom. You are sensitizing our heart ways of knowing through loving. We are aware that the perfume of being in one another is intensifying, dissolving our tired conceptual limits, drawing us beyond into the infinite flow of your wisdom, desiring, releasing, and pouring out love. We feel wisdom's vibration. We hold our hearts open to each other and to our planet as wisdom draws us deeper into the intimacy and intensity of the dark contemplation of Paschal loving. In this thin time of Lenten transformation and transfiguration, Though shadows still loom in our collective consciousness, and the violence, rejection, abandonment, dereliction, and meaningless of our ongoing crucifixions weigh heavy in our psyche. You draw us anew into the secret of your hidden loving. We enter into the timelessness of beholding, to be hold. To be and to hold. To become beholding. And participate in the inflow of your loving wisdom. We hear Paul's timeless words. We speak of Christ crucified, Sophia Christ, the power and the wisdom of God. Folly to all those, to all but those who believe. Our crucified Jesus is a stumbling block. Folly to all but those who believe. Who are in love. Who are beloved. We behold and see that our crucified Jesus is Christ, the power and the wisdom of God. quietly, secretly, surprisingly. You draw us into the point where suffering flows into divine wisdom. We feel the inflow of wisdom touching us deep in our hearts, wounding, imprinting, melting. And inviting us to risk a deeper and fuller intimacy. We look, gaze, see that we see, until we are immersed in oneing wisdom. The intensity of the glow of your crucified presence draws us into the center of your heart, into the flow of love, knitting, oneing, and infusing wisdom. You give yourself. We give ourselves. Your heart pours out. Our heart pours out. At first, the flow is deliberate. As we choose to yield into love's consciousness, actively knitting and oneing all parts of our being into love's flowing wisdom. Gradually, the naturalness of our oneness takes over, and our organic being in one another calms, soothes, softens, quietens, stills. There is only one breath. Love breathing love. Only one heartbeat beating. Only one body and blood pouring out love. Only one crucified Sophia infusing divine wisdom. Our hearts become liquefied, tender, peaceful, all embracing. With hearts overflowing in gratitude, love flows abundantly. From the still point of our fullest being in one another. We breathe in wisdom. We breathe out wisdom. We infuse the world in crucified wisdom. Amen.